Psalm 25. The Lord is merciful. Remember your compassion and love, O Lord. Do not remember the sins of my youth. In your compassion, remember me. Napakalaga yung alaala. It's good to be grateful for our memory. Because kung wala kang alaala, if you do not know how to remember, not just the present, but even the past, life has no meaning, life will be empty. And yet, when we search for the living God, we take the path of the Lord, His path that is marked by mercy and love. We always use the word awa. Maawa ka. Maunawain. Ito ay nagpapaalala sa atin, laging una ang awa ng Diyos. Why? Because awa, mercy, is a concrete expression of God's compassion and love. We cannot demand mercy. It's a gift from the one who offers mercy. It is not the right of anybody. It's a gift from God. Sa Latin yung awa, mercy, is misericordia. It is a miserable heart. A heart that is suffering because he sees his loved one in pain. So, ganun po ang Diyos. Hindi lang tayo ang hirap na hirap kapag tayo ay hiwalay sa Kanya. When we have distance for ourselves, it's not just us who suffer. God suffers also. He has a miserable heart. And so, He will always find a way to bring us back to His heart. So we pray that during this Lenten season, we will discover the heart, the merciful heart of God. Siguro, alam niyo si, kilala niyo si Maria Goretti. She's the patroness of young people. You know, she was stabbed to death at the age of 14 because their neighbor, Alessandro Serranelli, when the mother was out in the field working and, you know, Maria Goretti was alone in the home, tried to rape her. She resisted. And Alessandro became violent. He started to stab her 15 times. So she had to be brought to the hospital. And then before she died, she said, "I forgive Alessandro because I want to see him go to heaven." Wow! Can we do that? After somebody tried to kill you, yet you have the heart to forgive, yet you have a heart that is merciful. Of course, as Christians, we are asked to mirror the mercy of God in our lives. And because of that, you know, Alessandro was transformed. He got converted. After spending his time in prison for about 30 years, became a new person when he came out. Later on, he worked in a convent. But when the Maria Goretti was canonized, Alessandro was there with the mother at the Vatican. And of course, as soon as Alessandro came out of the jail, the first act he did was to visit and ask forgiveness from Maria Goretti's mother. And you see the fruit of mercy. Became a changed man until he died in peace and, you know, in simplicity. So we also remember, St. John Paul II was shot by a Turkish terrorist by the name of Ahmet Agca. He got operated, that is Pope John Paul II, to remove the bullet in his body. And the first act he did after he was discharged from the hospital was to visit Ahmet Agca and forgive him. We can, as followers of Jesus, we are asked to reflect God's mercy in the way we forgive totally those who offend us. Because when we forgive, it's not just the person whom we forgive that's liberated, it's also us. We are liberated. We are free. We are beautiful expressions of God's love and mercy. How merciful are you? Do you reflect God's compassion, God's love? Let us ask for that grace, so that like St. John Paul II and St. Maria Goretti, we will always mirror God's compassion, mercy in our life, especially the way we treat those who offended us.